amount of snaps and circumstances the last 4 or 5 months. How good was Jared Cook's performance last night in practice?
I thought Jared and Ty and even Sam. I mean, I think you see three guys coming off of the, you know, the PUP and fresh legs. I thought they all did some really good things. Jared Cook made some excellent catches, particularly in the red zone. So it was great to have him out there. Off to a good start.
Mike, what do you hope Jared adds to your offense?
Well, I've said it time and time again. I think when you break football down in its simplest forms, whether it's, you know, run blocking and pass receiving, but, you know, particularly in a passing game, big targets to run down the middle of the field, it's something that's, to me, it's a primary component that you need on offense. And obviously with his catching radius, and you saw that last night, he gives us, you know, another big target. So he fits the way we want to play. So it was great to get him out there. I thought he got off to a good start.
Mike, you're someone who historically you obviously have shown that you like to utilize tight ends in your offense. With Jared now joining Richard, do you feel like you've got the pieces there to maybe do some things you haven't been able to do the past couple of years?
Well, really, you know, game planning falls into that. But yes, you never have enough tight ends. You never have enough outside linebackers. You know, just that body type, I think, is so important to developing your roster. Because it gives you flexibility throughout, you know, not only first, second, third down, but fourth down. So the tight end position is, you know, spoken on it for 11 years now. I think it definitely gives you the, you know, the versatility because they can play on the line, off the line. You know, we obviously flex them out in the tight end position. So we ask a lot of our tight ends, and it's because, once again, it's a unique athlete.
Like those three guys at practice last night, are they on some sort of a limitation? Do you have to be careful with their reps?
Definitely. I mean, the plan last night was for them to play, you know, just go through the individual and then get limited team reps. And frankly, I think the coaches, they got a little carried away. They're probably with the production that particularly Jared and Ty had, they probably practiced a little more than in the team periods that we would like. But, you know, also there's the thought of making sure they're ready to play Friday, just give them a chance to be ready to play Friday. And last night was, you know, the best practice to get them game ready.
Like your new snapper looked like he walked off with some sort of a hand thing. Is he going to be okay?
Looking at that, I spoke briefly to Pat McKenzie. He hasn't given me, you know, the final diagnosis there, but I don't want to have anything for you.
Mike, for a guy who's been off the field for so long, how did you feel just about the way Sam Barrington was moving around and looking?
Same way. I thought Sam did some good things, particularly early. But just you got to watch his reps too. So, I mean, he was flying around. You could really see it in the half line drill. So he's an impactful you know, player, particularly, you know, in the run game, you know. So we'll see how he responds today and see where all three of those guys are at. I haven't really sat down with, you know, the Flea and their coaches just to check their reps. So, I mean, this is not a highly stressed practice today because we're going, obviously, today and a light one again tomorrow.
With Ty working to get back last year and then eventually getting surgery, going on IR, battling to get back, does it feel good to see one of your guys eventually get back out there and then make an impact in practice the first time he does?
I mean, definitely. You never want to see any of your players get hurt. And you watch them go through the rehab process and you know, particularly with long injuries like Ty Montgomery, you know, when everybody's gone on vacation and they're not here in February, and just to see him there every day, him and Jordy every day, you know, February, March, April, before the other guys get back. So, I think it's nice to see those guys get over that threshold and get back doing what they're born to do.
Mike, I think for this week and next week, you have two practices and then your walkthrough or whatever you would do, which is similar to what you would do during the season. Mm-hmm. Is that how you structured it? Do you think this is the preseason schedule still screwy that you can't have a regular season type of deal, or is this what?
Well, I think just when our regular season schedule came out, there was no flow to it, so I thought it was great that the preseason schedule had zero flow to it too. So, you have to get into an in-season structure. To me, you gotta teach your team everything. You know, as far as different schedules, regularity is very important. So, really, after the Cleveland game, we'll go to an in-season format the best we can. But we're in an in-season format on a 6-day schedule as opposed to a 7-day schedule.
Good.
Mike, I know when you look at the offensive line the last few years, you talked about how you feel like those are the best groups you've had in your time in Green Bay, but how important have they been over these last 3-4 years to what you guys do offensively and kind of what you know, each of them bring to the table?
Well, everything starts up front. There's no doubt about it, and just in terms of how we coach and how we implement scheme, we always start with the core of the offense, and the core is the center, two guards, and quarterback. So, you know, that's the nucleus of your decision-making process. So it starts there, and it works its way out. So it's just no different than in your industry. You know, you develop job description, job responsibility, and really the level of what you can do schematically starts with that core.